Alan Bennett. I'm glad I was able to find that Analog Man, relatively new song from Arlen. Congratulations again if you came up with Linus Pauling, today's history riddle. Another chance to earn a charge in about 5 minutes, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHA, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, with links to our own player right there, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone number at 631-359-8728.
Oh, me, oh, my damn wheels are a-care.
the Saturday Light Brigade with the Rowe Family Singers and Reuben Train. Jesse knew our history riddle from last hour, and Jess, I may have neglected to acknowledge you. I think I remembered, but in case I didn't, Jess and the South Hills Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Our brigade charade puzzle is coming up in just a minute, so get ready to play charades on the radio.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
Speaking of our website at slbradio.org, do you ever use the Wayback Machine at the Internet Archive? You can go into that interface and type any website you wish, and they have scraped and stored older editions of websites. And I think, I don't know what the date on it, I was looking at the Saturday Light Brigade website. I believe it was from around 1999 or 2000. And our newsletters were there, printed newsletters, I might add, as well as a lot of pictures and upcoming programs that we were planning on doing, and really a lot of fun. Now, Analog Day would not be a good day to do this, but if there's a time when you're looking to do something interesting, it's really fun to look through not only websites of organizations you might know, but just to see what did the New York Times look like back then, or what did this organization look like back then. It was really fun to take a look at that. It also is a great reminder that, generally speaking, the internet is forever. Things stay there for a long time, if not all the time. Now we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time for this morning's Brigade Charade. We're going to give you clues for each of three syllables this week. We'll give you an overall clue and then a clue for three syllables. And it's up to you to see if you can come up with the three syllable word that we're looking for. Got it? So our overall clue is determined. Determined. Syllable one, according to. Syllable two, family member. Syllable three, temporary shelter. Temporary shelter. So one word we are looking for, it means determined. And the answers to the syllables don't, spelling does not count. You're going to sound out the word. So syllable one, according to. Syllable two, family member. Syllable three, temporary shelter. Put them all together and you should be able to come up with a three syllable word meaning determined.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good morning to Holly in Oakland, who also knew our history riddle.
I don't want to say goodbye to you, to think we may not ever meet again. Remember me someday when you're lonely. Know you have a West Virginia friend. I know you're only passing through. I knew it from the start. Sometimes there is love to spare inside this country heart. Rain upon the old barn roof, your North Dakota song will be a pleasant company for me when you're think we may not ever meet again. Remember me someday when you're lonely. I know you have a West Virginia friend. Don't you know you have a West Virginia friend?
I wish I could fall in though it only leads to trouble, oh, I know it does. Still, I'd fool myself and gladly just to feel I was in love. I wish I could feel my heartbeat rise and gaze into some gentle, warm, excited eyes and give myself as freely as an arrow flies on windless skies. But I remember you in the TV light, holding you close to me where we lay. And now I wish I knew some of those softer nights, whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me. 'Cause only last night in the winter dark, I dreamed of all you loved and all your innocence. And I've never known a softer, warmer feeling since, or a truer heart. But maybe these dreams aren't leading me. Maybe love is not as gentle as my memory. And maybe time and wishful half-remembered fantasies are the greatest part. Oh, but I remember you in the TV light, holding you close to me where we lay. And now I wish I knew some of those softer nights, whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me. I wish I could fall in love, though I know it leads to trouble, though I know it does. And still I'd fool myself and gladly just to feel in love, in love.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Mara O'Connell and a beautiful version of that song called Arrow, and West Virginia Friend with Holly Near and Emma's Revolution. Speaking of West Virginia friends, Ed and Kaiser, I got your email. I have some ideas to share with you as soon as I get a chance to. I haven't been able to respond yet. We do try our best to answer all the messages that we get. And Ed, you know that I want to get back to you, and will soon. Susie had the correct answer to our puzzle, and we have a few other correct answers coming in as well. Now, the overall clue for our brigade charade is determined. Determined. Syllable one, according to. Also, you might use this, a clue for this syllable might be referring to each, referring to each, or according to. This syllable, I think, is the one that's causing a little bit of trouble. The second syllable is family member. And the third syllable is temporary shelter. Put those three syllables together and you'll get a word meaning determined. And we'll have the correct answer coming up in just a moment. Kathy just got it. Kathy, I was about to give you an extra hint. She was so close with her first guess. Russ in King, North Carolina got it, as did Mike and Mars. Tommy in Virginia got it and points out that this time spelling works. And this time spelling, the word ends up being spelled correctly when you solve each syllable. Rich in Freeport has it. And what about you? Did you come up with the correct answer? Tom and McCandless did. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Okay, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
It does. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It was almost left the house without a coat today, but I decided to. But I don't think I'll need it. When do we leave?
But I think I hear a lion somewhere in the distance, roaring.
That would be the march that comes in like a lion, right?
Right, yeah. Tomorrow it's all going to change.
Yeah, is it? And I haven't looked at the forecast. Are they really calling for colder weather tomorrow?
Well, I think tomorrow I can't remember if it's 42 or 49. But then Monday is like 40. Maybe Monday is 42 and Sunday is 49, something like that. So a big change. I'm not sure if it's going to be cloudy. I mean, that makes a big difference, you know.
Yeah.
Sun's out, it can be 50 degrees and you feel like running around in your shorts. But if it's 50 degrees and it's cloudy, you bundle up a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny the way that works. I don't pay too much attention to the weather forecasts unless it's, you know, something urgent, you know, massive heat or snow or severe cold. But otherwise, it can be tough to stay on top of it. And the degree of accuracy is not always there, I think.
Right, right.
Although I have the secret to weather forecasting. If anybody ever wanted me to be a weather forecaster, I would just always predict what, but not tell when. Or I would predict when, but not tell what. And I think I'd be all set.
Well, you should get a job like in Phoenix, where for probably like 10 months out of the year, it's always the same. It's just a matter of degrees.
Yeah. And meteorologists do extremely important work. But and Ricky's good. I mean, Ricky has a watch that sort of tells her what the weather's going to be, and she lets me know. Sometimes I need to know what's the weather going to be.
Right.
In any event, you figured this out. What did you get?
Well, I came up with kind of three different answers in the beginning. And I first came up with resolute. Don't ask me why. And then thought of confident, because dent like tent. But and phi, I couldn't figure out what relative that would be, so I gave up on that one. And then I thought of adamant, meant kind of like tent, and ada like dad.
So you were looking
adamant.
You were looking for a three-syllable word meaning persistent, and then trying to derive from the word the three words we gave you clues for. That's an interesting way to go about it.
Right. And then the answer was persistent.
Persistent, per, meaning according to, sis, would be the family member, and tent would be the temporary shelter, per, sis, tent.
Right.
That works. And that is what we were looking for, meaning determined. And I think determined was tricky because you might have thought it meant concluded or figured out, as opposed to, you know, persistent or determined.
I thought the first clue, I thought of a better clue for the first syllable.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of a cat.
That is.
Doesn't a cat purr?
Yeah, cat sound would be good. I was thinking each, you know, we say, you know, purr is used for meaning basically each, $92 per, or, you know, $92 each. But I like the purr of the cat. That's an excellent clue for that.
Because I got tent, and then I thought of relatives like dad, mom, brother, sis. So I said, sis tent. But I really didn't pick up on the very first one, the purr. And then I thought, oh, persistent would be the answer. But the purr part, I never really got.
Yeah, according to purr. Usually there's, in the brigade charade, there's usually at least one tricky syllable or one part that makes it a little bit more of a puzzle to do. Well done. You got it just the same. Thank you, Tom. And we just had some additional correct answers. John, up in Beaver County, listening today. And Larry in Elwood City, good morning. We got your email that you just sent. Oh, he had resistance, and it's persistent. But boy, were you close. And he also made a request for Shel Silverstein. We'll try to get some on for you. He mentions that some Shel Silverstein was played by a bluegrass band at Kent State, where he was last night. And Russ also said a kitty's voice would be a good clue for purr. Or a kitty's happy voice. Another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. Here's Elizabeth Street at the Saturday Light Brigade.
My dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard anything as crazy as that. But not only that, I've got a cat. Name is Dog, like my dog's name's Cat. I bet you think that's pretty absurd, but wait till you hear about my fish bird. Listen to me and you'll hear this. I've got a bird and I call him Fish. I've got a dog, my dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard anything as crazy as that. Not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dog, like my dog's name's Cat. My hat. Strange as can be when we walk in the park, but it's stranger still when the cat starts to bark. I've got a dog, my dog's name is Cat. Bet you've never heard a thing half as crazy as that. Not only that, I've got a cat. My cat's name is Dog, like my dog's name's Cat. My cat's name is Dog, like my dog's name's Cat.
Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd scour the pots and scrape the pans, candy the yams and spice the hams, and though her daddy would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas, rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the window, it blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal and pizza crusts and withered greens and soggy beans and tangerines and crusts of blackburn butter and toast and grisly bits of beefy roasts. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the wall. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, globs of gooey bubble gum and cellophane from green bologna, rubbery blubbery macaroni, peanut butter, cake and dry, curdled milk and crescent pie, moldy melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat and yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky. And all the neighbors moved away and none of her friends had come to play. And finally, Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from York to the Golden Gate, and there in the garbage she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout, and always take the garbage out.
The Saturday Light Brigade with the great Shel Silverstein, especially for Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. And you also heard Elizabeth Street with "I've Got a Dog and My Dog's Name is Cat." Jess in the South Hills also knew "Persistent" was the answer to the Breakage Radar High Clue. Coming up in about 5 minutes, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a bend of bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. You're the vibe. You're like Sarah singing. You're the bop. You're like Yardbird swinging. You're the mindless gong. You're the greatest song that Eggstein ever sung. You're a Moscow mule. You're oh so cool. You're a lesbian. You're the high in a downbeat tally. You're left hand, a good man swing, Benalina, heart, it won't stop. But baby, I'm the bottom, you're the bottom.
The Shout Section Big Band at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you're the top. Welcome to this portion of the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome, Brigadiers. In a moment, our High Clue is going to be offered to you. Ricky is currently auditing the High Clue. I can tell she's counting syllables to make sure we are in a correct 5-7-5 pattern.
A symbol joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our just audited haiku. Seventeen syllables leading you to one answer. I'm curious to know if you'll come up with this based on the way the haiku has been written. Are you ready? TV version of Robert Altman's film based on Richard Hooker's book. TV version of Robert Altman's film based on Richard Hooker's book. Any idea what we're looking for?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck to you. We hope to hear your guess on the answer to today's haiku.
Emma little evening star. said the blackbird to the crow, it's down in the plant beds we must go. It's been our trade of taking up corn ever since old Adam was born. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Hoot, said the owl with his head so white, a lonesome day and a busy night. Thought I heard some pretty gal say, cord all night and sleep next day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Well, said the redbird sitting on a fence, once I courted a handsome witch. She got saucy and from me fled. Ever since then, my head's been red. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day. Now, said the bluebird as she flew, if I was young again, I'd have two. One gets saucy and from me go, I'd have a new string for my bow. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle dum day. Howdy, dowdy, doodle all day. How dow, 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 doodle dum day.
Corn Maze String Band at the Saturday Light Brigade with Hi, Said the Blackbird. And you also heard Rhiannon Gidden, Layla McCullough, Allison Russell, and Amethyst Kia with You're Not Alone from a great album called Song of Our Native Daughters. Lots of answers coming in to this morning's High Clue. And in fact, I'm not surprised, but nonetheless, delighted that we've had so many correct answers. TV version of Robert Altman's film based on Richard Hooker's book. That's our High Clue today. And if you would like to take a guess, I hope you will, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Richard Hooker's book was written in 1968. And the Robert Altman movie I believe came out in 1970. And then the TV hit ran from 1972 to February 28th, today's date, 1983. And I just confirmed the film was 1970. Correct answers are coming in from Bruce in Ingram, Susie in Alexandria, John and Addie in East Deer also got it, Kathy and Jack and Taya Nessa, Tom in McCandless, John in Economy, Russ and Sharon in North Carolina, Jim in Crafton Heights, Patrick in Stanton Heights, Gail in Stanton Heights, Larry in Elwood City, Ty in Franklin Park, Mike in Mars, Tommy in Virginia, And we'll give you another moment to take a guess. Rich in Freeport just got the correct answer. And Patrick, as I mentioned, the book did come out in 1968. Richard Hooker's novel. Interestingly, Richard Hooker was a pen name of H. Richard Hornberger, writing that book that I mentioned. And if I gave you the name of the book, it would give away the answer. But I will tell you that the book had a subtitle. It had the main title, and then the subtitle was A Novel About Three Army Doctors. Jim and Blackridge just came up with it. And we'll give you another moment for 12-200-5975. I see Ralph has got the correct answer on Facebook. You can follow us there at SLB Radio. Susan has it there as well. So does Jess. And if I had to give you an audio clue, this would be the giveaway. The answer is the TV series MASH. And it was today back in 1983 that MASH became the most watched television program in history, the final original episode of the fictitious but uncommonly real program featuring the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital MASH unit in Korea aired in 1983 on February 28th. And what a night that was. A lot of people simply stayed by the TV. The program had a 77% audience share and a rating of 60.3, which was at that time a record and probably still is. The show, goodbye, farewell, and amen. Setting a record for television audiences at the time, an estimated 125 million people in the U.S. tuned in to the CBS broadcast. And the 1970 film MASH was the basis for the TV show. That film, is a little different. Of course, the TV show went on to have a particular life of its own. The characters had 11 years to develop. And the book was called MASH, a novel about three army doctors, written in 1968 by Richard Hooker, the pen name of former military surgeon H. Richard Hornberger. And Jim, you've got a story about MASH that you wanted to relay. Jim is in Black Ridge, and you've heard me mention Jim lots of times over the years. And go ahead, Jim, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, Larry. Yeah, this is a pretty good story. But after Vietnam, I was still in the military. And I got assigned, after another school, I got assigned to a nuclear submarine up at the end of San Francisco Bay. And I had to go work with a team down in San Francisco. And I found out that you could get pretty good tickets for almost anything at the USO. And I would go in there and get something for the symphony or a play or whatever. And then one time they had sheets of paper, and the sheets of paper allowed you to go to this sneak preview of a movie.
Oh.
And I picked up two of them, and then I called my girlfriend, who were coming up on 56 years of marriage. I called her and told her the date that this would be later in the week, and for her to bring a girlfriend, and I would bring my submarine buddy with me, and we would go there. But the thing is on the sheet of paper, it stated that we weren't allowed to know anything about the movie.
That's why it was blank, I guess, right?
Well, we had to fill out a questionnaire at the end on how we felt about it or whatever. But anyway, and the other thing that they said was all of the actors and actresses would be there. And we were sitting in the first row behind all of them, and I didn't know anybody who they were. And as we're sitting there, I looked over to my buddy. My wife's on my one side, my buddy's on the other with a girl on his other side, and I whispered to him, "You know, I just thought, what if this is a movie that we don't want to be at with a date?" And he says, "Oh, geez, I never thought about that." And then the lights went down, and all of a sudden, it's like, here comes the helicopters over top of the jungle.
Mm.
And I went, "Oh, no, it's a war picture." And anyway, within 5 minutes, him and I were laughing so hard. But we were at the sneak preview of MASH. And the way I understood and later is that they had a shakeup in the studio or, you know, with the movie people, the higher-ups. And the people from MASH had been on their own in the back lot doing whatever they wanted to do. And the new crew said, "No, you're not doing it anymore. You're going to show us stuff." And they had to come up with, "Well, we've got all this stuff that we show up, but nothing's connected." And so they had to put it all together. And what they did was all these individual scenes, they connected them with a pole and a speaker. And after they would do one scene, then they would have the
announcer,
it
would come on. Interesting.
Yeah, it was really something to be there, and especially as time went on. And I went, oh, my goodness, I know all these people, you know. It was just amazing how many stars were in that movie.
Yeah.
But at that time, this was in 1969, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah, Elliot Gould, Donald Sutherland were big in the film. I think Gary Berghoff is the only cast member that made it to the TV show. Roger Bowen was in it. And it's a great film. But having been in Vietnam, though, and seeing that movie, although it was based in Korea, I think the filmmakers were making some statements about Vietnam and military conflict overall. That had to really hit you. You know, you had no idea what you were going to see.
No, that's for me personally, that's not a fair statement. I was in the Navy.
Ah, okay, okay.
Okay, we're support, and basically we worked around the clock. Sometimes we were, you know, I can remember I only got written up one time in 4 years in the military, and it was for sleeping. And the thing was, this is off the coast of North Vietnam, where we're fueling the carrier task force on the fly. And anyway, I'm being yelled at by the second in command, the XO. And what he didn't realize is that someone told me the next day that I was not in trouble. They were, because I had been awake for 3 days. Yeah, I'm saying it, my experience was different. I wasn't crawling through the jungle. We would have a aircraft carrier come to our port side, 100 feet off the port side, and the destroyer escort 50 feet off the starboard side, and we would refuel on the fly. Sometimes having to turn into the wind, for jets to take off if the Marines needed an airstrike. But I mean, it was just a busy time, and in the time that we were there, 7-8 months or whatever, it was just a lot of work.
Well,
that's all I can tell you.
What a film!
So it's not quite the same.
Yeah, what a film to see the premiere or debut of, and to be able to give feedback on. And I do know, in talking with a lot of Vietnam vets over the years, I think this is true of many situations. Like, everybody has their own Vietnam, you know, depending on their relationship with the experience and what they did. That's a then girlfriend. Did she end up becoming your wife, right?
Yeah.
I thought I heard that.
Jim, yeah, that was Cecilia.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's a great story.
Yeah, it was, you know what, 25 years later, I was able to find a...
Jim, you found what?
I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. You were able to... What did you find?
25 years later, I was looking on a shelf in wherever I was, I don't know, bookstore or whatever, and I saw the 25th anniversary edition of MASH.
Oh, look at that.
And in the extras the end of that, this was kind of neat, is the story of how the sneak preview in San Francisco came about.
Wow.